I'm Jill Collison, and I'm an education ICT advisor working with partnerships for schools. And my presentation this afternoon is around the process of developing a school vision in the context of building schools for the future. We've now got a reasonable amount of experience and advice to offer in that respect. So I hope that's going to be useful to you. There are also other experts here today, sitting on either side are the BET brains, and in your programme you'll find the details of those people speaking, and if you want to have a one-to-one conversation with anybody afterwards, they're there for you to do so. Just quickly to show you what we're going to cover in this session, so that you can take the opportunity to check that you're in the right place. That's interesting. I'm really sorry. Does anyone know why this isn't moving this on? Okay. All right. Okay. Do you want to just put it on slideshow? I'm really sorry about this. Talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
That's the next slide.
Yeah, but it's not coming up there.
It's not reacting at all.
No. It's something to do with how the slideshow is set up.
Sorry, Jill, it's not going.
No.
Swear on my stop jokes. Do you want to just talk generally
with
BSF and I'll
Yeah, okay, I will do.
Do you have the login, Elaine? Do you have the login? Yeah, just explain who we are, what
okay.
we do, the program.
Right. Okay, we'll just try and fill some time where my colleagues make that work properly. Building Schools for the Future, just to check that everybody understands, is a huge government investment program in secondary schools in the first instance. To transform education in secondary schools. It's a £45 billion programme over 15 years, over which period of time every single secondary school in the country will be rebuilt, remodeled, refurbished as an appropriate to the quality of their fabric at the moment. Also within that budget, there's 10% of the budget is for ICT. So £4.5 billion to spend on ICT. And the thinking here, the purpose here is that the ICT is going to help and lead to transformed education. If we build new schools that are just better ventilated and don't put in them a different quality of education to meet the needs of 21st century pupils, we will be getting something wrong with this huge investment. So, the whole idea here is that the idea about building your school vision is that you're going to think about the right questions to be asking, okay? And those right questions to ask tend to be around, what do we want to achieve in this school? What educational outcomes do we want for our children? What other outcomes do we want for our children beyond straight qualifications? What sort of learners do we want them to be? How do we want to equip them for the world? And those questions will begin to shape what it is and how it is that you want to teach. There'll be real implications here for how you build your school. Really sorry, trying to try this all from memory. If you think about classrooms, okay? Think about classrooms particularly, okay? Do you want to think about them as learning spaces? And what can we do with the concept of learning spaces? Do you need generic learning spaces? What would a specialist learning space look like? How is a specialist math space different, essentially, to a specialist history space? Why are they different? Why do you have separate history classrooms today? Why do you have separate maths classrooms? Could they be a generic teaching space? Could you organise your curriculum differently? Could you organise your timetable differently? What specialist spaces do you need? Okay. Think about corridors. Are corridors to move all of the school every 45 minutes? well, why are you moving all of the school 45 minutes? Could you have a completely different approach to how you organise your school day? At which point you can also have a different approach to how you think about the use of corridors. How can you have learning spaces that support collaborative learning? Okay. And if you're looking for support for collaborative learning, where learners engage with others who are engaged with similar learning to themselves, and or with someone who's an expert in that arena, maybe you need different places to learn. And maybe that's what you need to plan in the building here, okay? So there's a real important need when you begin to think about creation of a school vision, to think about the sorts of learning spaces that you want in your school to support the learning that you want in your school. And then what you might do is begin to think about the ICT a little bit, okay? And you might think this is a bit odd. I'm an education ICT advisor, and yet I'm saying I want you to think about ICT a little bit after you've done other thinking, okay? And really what you're doing here, you know, there is £4.5 billion to spend on ICT, to invest in ICT. But that's not about local authorities that are BSF local authorities or schools that are BSF schools. It's not about generating a shopping list. It's about being very clear what educationally you would like to attain. And then knowing, then thinking, well, actually, I will talk to the architect about how I develop. I'll talk to that expert about the way in which we build the school that gives us these learning spaces. But I'll also talk to ICT system solutions experts about what functionality it is we want from ICT to support learning in these different spaces. And once you know what ICT functionality you want, and functionality is very, very different to having a shopping list, okay? You will know, I'm sure, that you want interactive teaching technologies in some of these learning spaces. That will be absolutely certain. And you know, one of the best technologies for doing that, for achieving that today, is to have interactive whiteboards with data projectors. Now, that's one of the best ways of that offering that functionality to learning spaces today. But that won't be the best technology forever. It might not be the best technology at the point at which your vision is realized, the point at which your ICT investment is made. So talking about the functionality you want is much more powerful and much more likely to get you the best solution than it is talking about we want whiteboards. Okay? So that's really important that all the while the emphasis on what do you want to do? Why are you doing it? Okay? And it really isn't an emphasis on having interactive whiteboards per se, for example. That almost is the central message here, okay? But when you develop the vision, having done all of that bit right, there's a real important journey to take your vision, because the ownership of this vision, the ownership of this journey and the implications of this for a very, very wide school community in its absolutely widest sense. So there needs to be real developmental work with teachers, with the whole teaching workforce, with parents and carers, with governors, with the wider community, and absolutely centrally importantly with students, okay? And students have a very good feel for what they would like schools to be. Students have a very, very good feel for the ways in which they can imagine learning in different ways. If we ever have any pictures, okay, we have some students, we have their real speech, and they are, you know, we say, can we imagine a school? Well, the children can imagine the school, okay? And they say things like, we would like space, we would like bigger classrooms so that we can group in learning style. Children are saying that, young people are saying that, okay? So talking to your students, engaging with them, seeing what they think is important in education, and part of what we're doing here is about acknowledging that learning in the 21st century means engaging with 21st century students. They are students, Stephen Heppel says, are not going to power down to come to school. We have to find a way of engaging them through technology that fits with their lifestyle, fits with the way that they think and learn informally, and acknowledging that informal learning, bringing it also formally into school. So working collaboratively with students while you develop your school vision is an important strategy. But I can't stress enough that whole group of people. Okay, you know, schools are serves their community, and that you need to find a way to make the school through ICT meet the needs of the whole community. We're talking about extended school here maybe, or the way in which the school welcomes the community into it and what services does it offer. You know, every school will have a need for a different solution, but knowing that functionality you need, so engage those people, have them help you shape your school vision. And then when it comes to implementing your vision, there's a whole raft again of really useful skills that we've learned and sort of lessons learned that we have. And again, the real big one here is that the implications, particularly for the teaching workforce, of working in this technology-rich environment, that there's a real shift for some people there to do. Everybody's at different layers of maturity in terms of how comfortable they feel with technology in the classroom. I was talking to a head teacher recently, and I was trying to use the phrase immaturity around teachers. And he said, no, we can't talk about immaturity in my school because many of my teachers are not e-convinced yet. And Jill, the reason they are not e-convinced is because so far what we have is not reliable and robust. And of course, that's the absolutely first thing, isn't it? We have to get ICT systems that are reliable and robust. You can then get teachers who are e-convinced. And once they are e-convinced, you can take them on this journey through very carefully packaged CPD to make them well able to capitalize on all of the opportunities here within this ICT investment. Now, that is one of the reasons why the ICT investment does go through a managed service provider, because the managed service provider is also bringing that training package, that understanding of what's going on. And equally, there's a task here for schools, which is undertaking the Bechtel self-review, because the Bechtel self-review is a really useful online tool that allows schools to give a good feel for where they are in terms of immaturity, but it also helps create an action plan. And I think that frequently schools that are fairly well developed on the immaturity don't know. I think sometimes if you haven't that point of reference, you don't know how well you're doing. So I think actually it's a very useful tool to just give yourselves a point of reference. So that's a useful exercise to engage in to help you move forward. But the sharing it, the being clear about CPD potential and what you need to do to make this comfortable for everybody is a really important part of implementing the vision. If we were ever to see some photographs, I think that would be quite nice. But we are getting towards the end of what it is I have to say.
Would you like to start?
Well, I'd like to start with imagine, please. No, let me go forward.
Right.
Yeah, it's forward. Yeah, okay, right. So, you know, imagine a school. This is good, isn't it? Where you have a place to think. Okay, see. Okay. Now, I mean, just look at that for a learning space. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. Okay. What about where learners can collaborate and share their learning with others engaged in similar learning? Can we do that? Okay. And really interesting social spaces for, you know, the conversational learning is something that maybe we don't give enough recognition to in schools at the moment. But children have conversational learning all the time. We don't credit them. And the children can. And, you know, one of the extra things here is that you are thinking about how your school is going to implement the outcomes for Every Child Matters. Well, an environment where we have big windows, lots of light, it's a better place to work. The emotional well-being of these children is significantly improved. It's better for teachers too, you know, that really matters. talked about developing the vision in conjunction with, and I know that I managed to miss out with a local authority at that point, and that is important. There will be a need for tying up of educational visions. Schools will have very particular ambitions, but they do need to fit in the local authority whole. The 14 to 19 agenda is a particular one where nobody can afford, I think, to be isolated in this. And we need to think about how an authority-wide offering of 14 to 19 specialist diplomas can be supported through area-wide ICT solutions, and that individual schools will need to tailor their educational vision thinking to fit in with local authority plans around those sorts of issues. Really just to say again, you know, just coming back all the while, it's about focusing on educational transformation, and that's the push all the while here. No, not how many classrooms you want, not how many computers you want, but what are you going to do in them? What are you going to do in those spaces? Okay. Okay, some qualities that it would be useful to have. As leaders here, okay, as people who might be leading this change, to have these qualities. Some of this will take bravery. Some of this will be about trying to do things very differently. And to do things differently, you have to be brave, okay? Clearly helps if you're energetic. If you're trying to do things differently, you've got to take people with you. Creativity, hugely important skill here. We are imagining what it could be like. Open-minded, yeah? You know, what is possible? What could this be like? Sure, motivated, and I think motivating, okay, I think it's a role for leaders of this change to be motivating and absolutely exciting, okay, because the whole thing is absolutely amazing. It's the most exciting project I've ever been involved in, and I think there's real opportunity here for a real different approach to teaching and learning in the 21st century, which will meet the needs of our young people. Why? Well, because and I'll just leave you with our contact details. I think everybody listed there is actually present here today. Steve Moss, our Educational Strategic Director for ICT, is here. Anne Casey and Elaine Barnett and I, we're the Education ICT Advisors. We work in different regions of the country, but please approach any of us if you've got any other questions following on from here. And thank you very much. And thank you for being so patient. Thank you.